This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day amid verbal duel between the Treasury and opposition benches over the alleged bribery charges against Adani Group and nexus between Congress leaders and US-based George Soros Foundation. After the first adjournment, when the House met at 2 p.m., the House witnessed slogan yelling from both Treasury and opposition sides. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar tried to conduct the proceedings amid the din. JDS MP H.D. Devagoda criticized the opposition for giving notices for a no-confidence motion against the chairman. He said opposition should allow the House to function. Leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, accused Mr. Dhankar of being partial. He alleged that the Treasury bench is making factless allegations against the Congress party and the chair is encouraging them. During the remarks of Mr. Kharge, members from both sides continued the protest and sloganeering. Amid the pandemonium, chairman adjourned the House for the day. In the Lok Sabha, after the completion of the question hour, Congress MP Jyoti Mani raised the issue of alleged bribery charges against the Adani Group. Countering an allegation, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey raised the issue of alleged nexus between the Rajiv Gandhi Foundation and the US-based George Soros Foundation. He alleged that the Bharat Joro Yatra of Rahul Gandhi and his US trips were sponsored by George Soros. Objecting to Mr. Dubey's remarks, the opposition parties, including Congress and others, trooped into the well, raising slogans against the government. Amid din, the chair adjourned the House till 1 p.m. As the House met after the first adjournment at 1 p.m., similar scenes were witnessed in the House, leading to adjournment till 2 p.m. Cashless treatment of accident victims scheme will soon be launched in the entire country. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari said this in the Lok Sabha in a reply during the question hour today. The minister said the scheme prevailing in 6 states will be launched in Uttar Pradesh and later in the rest of the country. The scheme enables the victims of the road accidents to avail cashless treatment of up to 1.5 lakh rupees in the hospitals. Mr. Gadkari said cashless treatment scheme has saved 2,100 lives in 6 states where the scheme has been implemented now. Expressing concern at the growing number of accidents on highways, the minister requested the members to set up accident prevention committees in every district to look into the reasons leading to such road accidents. In Chhattisgarh, at least 7 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district today. A joint team of CRPF, Special Task Force and District Reserve Guard launched a search operation in Abujmar area of the district after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. During the operation, a gun battle ensued in which 7 Maoists were killed. The security forces have recovered the bodies of the slain Maoists. UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi in the afternoon. In the evening, the UAE Foreign Minister Zayed Al Nahyan and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold the India-UAE strategic dialogue in the national capital. The visiting dignitary arrived in New Delhi last night to take part in the 4th strategic dialogue and the 15th India-UAE joint commission meeting. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has highlighted that India is aiming for a balanced, comprehensive and mutually beneficial free trade agreement, FTA, with the European Union. During an interaction with ambassadors of the European Commission delegation, Mr. Goyal discussed the growing proximity and rising trade between India and the EU. In the FIDE World Chess Championships, 14th and the final match between Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh and defending champion Ding Liren of China is underway in Singapore. The winner of the game 14 will be crowned the world champion. If the game ends in a draw, tie breaks featuring speed chess will be played tomorrow. Yesterday, the 13th game between Gukesh and Ding Liren ended in a draw after a 5-hour battle on the board. After the draw, both have 6.5 points each. In badminton, Indian women's doubles team of Trisha Joly and Gayatri Gopichand have advanced to the third round of the group stage in the World Tour Finals at Hangzhou in China today. The Indian duo defeated Malaysian pair of Pali Ten and Tina Mullitharan 21-19, 21-19. And that is the end of this news bulletin.